Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. This is Alan Bishop, head alchemist at Spirits of French Lick. Be on the lookout for our brand new bottled and bond Solomon Scott rye whiskey. Made from a mash composed of 65% rye, 35% corn, and 5% victory malt. This 5-year-old 100 proof rye whiskey is a throwback to early 1800s style rye whiskeys of the Ohio Valley. Named after the legendary Daisy Spring Mill distillery owner turned moonshiner Solomon Scott of Paoli, Indiana. Remember, drink responsibly and never drink and drive.
What?
Oh. I didn't know why you got so mad.
That's a phone for it. Forgot.
But we're telling the truth. Yeah, we're the Scotch and Bourbon Boys.
Why are you guys doing a bourbon podcast? You should make a band.
Yeah, we're the Scotch and Bourbon Boys.
For a second.
All right.
Woo!
He
was like, I fucking hate this song.
No, we love it.
Okay, good.
That's Kenny Fuller.
I love that song.
Fuller. Yeah, Kenny Fuller of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys theme song opening. Just a great guy.
Brand ambassador for
and the Luca Mariano. And also, he's his own solo artist and plays. He's just awesome. He did that. Look forward to Kentucky Bourbon Festival coming up when we do our bus tour. He's coming along and he's going to be singing that song. I mean, that bus tour is going to be
cool. Maybe he'll
awesome.
Play his guitar again.
All right. So, anyways, now I got to get over quickly over back to Facebook to monitor the Facebook Live. And we're still doing pretty good tonight. Anybody, since we are on Facebook Live, we are also on YouTube Live, and we probably have one watcher or something like that.
We have one watcher, and that's probably me.
Yeah, probably. There you go. But anyways, we got a live chat.
We're sending links out. This is the technology first. Facebook Live, YouTube Live, podcast, and Super Nash in the house through the magic of the internet. This is a first.
Our bandwidth must suck.
And it's a second that we got Jacob back on the podcast.
That's true.
And
that's
Jacob!
And that was probably the biggest feat, because to get him to come back after the first time, it's just is an amazing
freaking
feat. I
love the first
feat.
Time. I love chaos. What can I say?
All right. We are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Tonight we got on the podcast, we've also got...
That's like the thing that I like.
We've got Super Nash...
Awesome. Is that why you came back, Jacob? They told you I was coming back for another podcast?
That was like 90% of it, but like, you know, also because, you know, he's one of my best friend's dad. I felt like I had to.
and the free bourbon and whiskey.
I mean, his...
Oh, right, that too. I forgot about that. Okay, actually, all of that.
I mean, yeah. Jacob's call is Seth's friend. Anyways, we got Xavier here, myself, Tiny.
Greetings.
Welcome back. It's pretty cool to be back in force with four people.
Yes,
this should be I really sense that we got a good vibe.
I feel like we've launched a Saturday Night rocket or something.
It's like the O-ring has not blown yet.
Yet.
What are you making jokes?
We'll make sure it does.
yeah, exactly. But anyways, tonight, well, just to remember everybody, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check us out. Everything Scotchy Bourbon Boys. check out our Patreon when you get there. Top right-hand corner, click that. Any support you can give us, we're grateful. But we are on many social media platforms, which we are on right now, two of them, YouTube and Facebook. We're live. And then also we're on TikTok. We are on Instagram and also Twitter. So check us out there. But we're also on all the major podcast formats. So whether you listen on Apple, whether you listen on iHeart, whether you listen on Spotify, check us out there. But remember, whatever you listen or watch us on, remember to like, respond, and
comment.
Well, respond is commenting, right?
Well, yeah, but like, comment.
Like, comment.
You know.
Well, why don't you
subscribe?
Like, comment, and subscribe.
That's the whole thing.
There you go. Yes. And feedback is good. Apple this week, once again, we just did that podcast, the last podcast that we rose above it. We're not going to bring that up, but all feedback on Apple will be greatly appreciated.
Yes. All feedback.
All right. So I'm really, really, yeah, I'm really, really going to put Xavier right on the spot because we have some new members in our Scotchy Bourbon Boy Facebook group,
and
we are getting close to 1,000, and I'm going to put, once we mention these new members, I'm going to put Super Nash on the spot tonight. I know what I'm giving as far as the 1,000th raffle, but we're going to be doing a giveaway. But why don't you mention our new members there, Xavier?
Our newest members are Robert Smith, Kathy DeNoyer, David Weld, Josh Ever, Nate Vancell, Crystal Lukes, Peter Boulet or Boulette. We'll say Boulet.
Boulet.
And Aaron April Street.
Welcome.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Thanks so much.
Welcome, new members, to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
Cheers.
This group is crazy fun, and there's a lot
of things.
I mean, this has been balls to the fucking wall the last couple of weeks, and it's just going to get better. One thing to announce, that in September, the Scotchy Bourbon Boy, well, it's actually the Barrel Room Scotchy Bourbon Boy Select Knob Creek pick with Sandy No, and that we did, is going to be coming up here, and we are going to be having a release party at the Barrel Room where everybody who ordered in the area or bought their vouchers can turn their vouchers in. And that should be an awesome party.
Pop those corks.
Yeah. And then everybody else that is far away, we will work on getting those vouchers cashed in. So that's one exciting piece of news. But, I mean, for God's sakes, I'm just losing it. We got Kentucky Bourbon Festival coming up. And we are leaving. Yep. There you go. We are leaving the tent. Now, everybody, since we got some people on Facebook Live, and we've got, what, just remember, Thursday night, Randy Prassi, El Preza fucking Dente of the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, will be on with us Thursday night for a special podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys on the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, which runs 16th through 18th, but we will be in Kentucky from the 10th to the
18th. The 10th.
Yeah.
I heard that. Yeah, we may have an advanced guard coming down.
What do you mean, May? God, it's not May. It's like we could. The one year he's like, well, I got it rented for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And he's like, well, rent it for Wednesday. And I'm just like, okay. And then all of a sudden, I rent it for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then I said, well, I'm coming down Wednesday, too. He goes, well, add Tuesday in. It's just like he's always one fucking up in us. And he's you know what? He told me for months that there's no way. He's so busy and whatever. But the one-up is coming. Yeah, it's like it's the one-up.
He's
right.
He's kind of like Jeb Stuart. You don't know where he's going to show up.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways,
Wait, this is kind of important. So I'm kind of young. Who the fuck is Jeb Stuart?
Jeb Stuart was a Confederate cavalry colonel or brigadier general, I forget, brevet general. Okay. And he did raids on the north, and nobody ever knew where he was till he showed up to raid the area that he was going to raid.
Okay, so I'm not... So you guys were born in the 1800s?
No, we're just history books.
Okay, gotcha.
No, I had no idea either. I was born...
You just went along with it?
Martin, please tell me you knew who I was referring to. Please tell me.
I thought he had something to do with Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I was the only one that pointed out that... I didn't know who he was. But you guys were like, haha, no, yeah, good reference.
I did not know
no, who. No, I didn't.
J period E period B period Stewart. Look Greg, him up. You'll see what I mean.
Mr. Greg Schneider is watching. Welcome, Mr. Greg Schneider from Up Chicken Cock history. Whiskey. So anyways, since Greg is watching tonight, we are working on, after Kentucky Bourbon Festival, bringing Greg up here for an event, and hopefully it's almost completely solidified. We're working on it, but it's going to be a tasting at the Barrel Room on Thursday, September. I got it. It's 29th. I believe it's going to be 7 p.m., and you are going to be able to come meet the master distiller of Chicken Cock Whiskey himself here in Ohio, in our backyard. I'm hoping he's going to be going around in the morning and afternoon a little bit, going to the liquor stores around this area, doing bottle signings and tastings. But I'm hoping that I'm going to get off work early, and I'm going to actually know what it's going to be like to tip it with Mr. Schneider. Maybe we'll do a spot podcast right here from the Scotchy Bourbon Boys studio and get Greg cool. in there. So.
Also known as Jeff Speakeasy.
Yes. And then, or the two old guys that can't fucking read library.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That, yeah, we try and read these bottles all the time on, yeah. and we're sitting there, it's just like watching two idiots. Half the time. It's just like so small. We'll have our glasses.
I told you.
It's like a monocle right there.
Yeah, he's got glasses and a magnifying glass. So anyways, so Greg's coming up, but then that next night, he's going up to Port Clinton for a dinner tasting, which I'm trying to get to go to. And then that following morning, I got to hop in my car at 5 a.m., and get to Frankfurt for Bourbon on the Banks, which Bourbon on the Banks, and you're coming because AMSI
30th.
Right. October 1st.
October 1st.
Frankfurt? Like?
Kentucky.
Yeah.
I was thinking Germany.
Buffalo gotcha. Trace.
Makes a lot more sense. I was like, oh, Frankfurt, Germany. Yeah. Like, what whiskey is
Jeff Stewart?
Yeah.
Okay. So now that reference, because you're on a whiskey podcast, nobody thinks Germany when you say Frankfurt. You think Buffalo Trace, Kentucky. Because
gotcha.
That's just.
So I'm the idiot this time. Gotcha.
Well, right. But we helped you out there. But you weren't an idiot. We were just helping you out. All right. The Bourbon on the Banks is going to be fun. Diane
You're
Strong.
A lot of help around here.
We check out that Renee True, Diane Strong, and AMSI Winning all had them on the podcast last week, and they'll tell you everything you need to know about Bourbon on the Banks, another premier festival. But then we've got that whole trip. So we're going to be basically Tuesday doing a barrel pick at the Spirit of French Lick with the alchemist, Alan Bishop
yeah.
and of right. William Dalton, yes. weeded bourbon. We will do a Scotchy Bourbon Boys pick of that. Then Wednesday is our bus tour where we are going to three different distilleries. Bardstown Bourbon Company, where, again, Greg Schneider of Chicken Cock is going to meet us there in the parking lot and give us a tour and update on the Chicken Cock whiskey. Then we've got Jim Beam, we got lunch, Jim Beam, or Sandy No. I'm trying to get Sandy No to meet us there to go on the tour with us. And then after that, we finish up at Lux Row. And we're trying to get a hold of John Rumpy, but we're not sure if we can do that. But we are trying. I have Super Nash efforting the people at Lux Row.
We're working on it.
Yep. So we'll see what we can get going for that. So... That trip right there is amazing. And then you've got all the other stuff coming right after that. It's just such a busy time. And then there's some big things in the works.
Logsteel Distillery. They're having the inaugural train coming into the distillery.
It's kind of
same week.
Yeah, that Friday we got invited to do that by Wally Dant.
Yes.
But we already were booked in an event already. So I offered that up.
It's going to be a lot of events and a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, but here's the from Kentucky Bourbon Festival, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys have been invited to the Kentucky Owl media event where Stoli, who owns them, is going to go over where they're at on their campus and their construction of the distillery. And then they're going to launch and have us taste with everybody else in the for taste their newest Kentucky Owl product, which we don't know what it is, the newest release. And then it's hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. And we, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, haven't been invited for that. So, and then that's bourbon in the air that
bourbon
night,
in the air
which,
night. Yeah.
Which we're really making sure that we don't kill Xavier. And we,
guys are going to have to represent me proudly when you go to the Kentucky Owl thing, because me and Mrs. Xavier are going to refrain from that, so we're still alive for bourbon in the air.
Yeah, because bourbon in the air is a all 50 distilleries the night before Kentucky Bourbon Festival kicks off all have their master distillers and their best pours. And if you sign up for that, you get to taste all the stuff that's coming out or is going to be out or is already out, but it's high end bourbon.
So wait, how far away are those like two events from each other?
The Kentucky Owl?
Yeah, a few hours.
No.
About 2 hours.
No, about five. They said a few blocks away.
So you can't get drunk twice in a day?
No. No. He's not talking.
Pace yourself.
He's not talking about getting Birdstone in the air. Is it bourbon in the air? Aaron Cockle says is insane, and Aaron's watching. Hey, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
But
I love you.
Anyways, he could get drunk two times in the day. That might happen on the Saturday when we're at Kentucky Bourbon Festival, you know, walking around and then going out afterwards. But this one, the bourbon in the air, if you're going to get drunk and you're going to actually get drunk, that's the place to get drunk. You don't want to get drunk two times. You want to get drunk there.
Okay, well, like, pre-game.
No, well, he's trying to.
I'm not even going, and I'm like,
So this is like volume 3 of Kill Bill.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Like, how close can we get Bill to death before he actually
dies?
Well,
Jeff's done his best to do that.
Poor Murder Shop, by the way.
Yeah, we're going to make sure that everybody, like we
Jeff,
all drink
Jeff
responsible.
Doobie, prior to 2 years ago, he can tell you what I used to be able to drink.
Yeah, we're not worried about that.
What did you used to be able to drink?
A lot.
Like, two times in the day would have been nothing.
Yeah. He was.
So you're lame now?
He basically would just wake up in the morning on a work day. Well, he was kind of like you, Jacob. He'd start at in the morning and finish up at night.
I don't start in the morning.
Maybe not
usually.
So much on work day, okay. But certainly on the weekend.
So if I have some left over, it's like, you know, I just got to handle that hangover. You know what I mean?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Look,
we all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We going to have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey Jeff, you see Tim David's got a question for you there.
Tim David.
All right.
Love you, Tim David.
Hey guys. For this crew and Greg, How do you guys feel about the secondary bourbon market? Would you guys pay pay it for rare vintage dated bourbons or wait for the supply and demand to catch up? Very informative podcast. Thank you. All right, Tim. My opinion on secondary market is I basically, if we're going to participate secondary market stuff, a lot of times we want to trade. So, and then it's like how much, what's the value of the trade? And then it's got to be reasonable. I mean, we would never pay unreasonable prices to drive that secondary market up. And what is unreasonable? Right now, I really believe what people are asking for Pappy. A couple years ago, I think it was a reasonable secondary market, but I know that Supernash hasn't even considered some of the prices that they charge for the Pappy. Am I right there, Supernash?
Yeah, no way. It's just, it's ridiculous. Since this COVID stuff, bourbon prices on the secondary market have doubled and tripled, and it's just crazy because people just they just stopped getting out and looking and taking the time and just putting the effort out there, and you know, more money than brains and time and things like that, and just, you know, and they're just fueling that secondary market and just giving people the reason to charge those prices. And it's just insane. And I'm not going to do it. And, you know, a reasonable-minded bourbon drinker is not going to do that.
But there is the part of the secondary market, especially what we've been finding, is that there are reasonable people.
There are reasonable people.
You know, it's there. Like if someone's going to wait in line or they're going to get something, they should make a little extra money here or there. But overall, when you're talking some of the gouging that goes on, we don't participate or support.
Yeah.
But we definitely see the need for secondary market.
Well, why don't we support it?
Because when you're price gouging based off of people's, what would you say? They're uneducated. They go for what they hear. There's this crazy aspect of all these people that are running around looking for bourbons, and they're willing to do anything to get it because they've been told that this is what they need to get.
So we can scam people.
Well, right. It's a scam. The prices. Oh, yeah. But the scam doesn't always, there's a lot more educated people now, right now, because like if you walk into a store and you see a $22.99 bottle of Weller Special Reserve on the shelf for $399 and it's sitting there, you know that they were not scamming anybody because it's sitting there. Most people, when they complain and bitch about the secondary market, it's because they see it on a shelf and they're like, they see a bottle of Pappy 15 on the shelf for $3,700. And they're like, that's just ridiculous prices. But the fact that it's on the shelf and it's $3,700 is why you're seeing it. So it is a ridiculous price, but nobody's really paying it. So, you know, it really comes down to but I always tell somebody, at least you got to look at it, because if it was priced reasonable, you never would have seen it in the first fucking place because someone would have bought it. So, you know, that's kind of how that works.
I'm going to take a selfie in front of the bourbon that I won't be able to buy.
Oh, just to give you an example, Jacob, of how this secondary market works. Four Roses released a 16-year, six-month bourbon either this morning, I think this morning. All right. I think retail on it was somewhere like $129.99, $130. I mean, somewhere around there. I'm just guessing. I really hadn't even looked, but somewhere around in there. All right. Soon as it come out of the store, there were people putting it on top of their car, taking pictures, putting it on the secondary market, $1,100.
And so why aren't we doing that?
Because it's illegal. we live in the state of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more illegal forced than in other states where they. So, like in Kentucky, in non-control states, we're in a control state. But in Kentucky, that's not a control state. It's not illegal. They can basically price it whatever they want. I mean, now they're not allowed. Now that's the liquor store owners, like that have liquor license. You're not allowed to resell liquor anywhere in the country, but you know, and you're also not allowed to moonshine. Or wait, you're not allowed to moonshine and have a TV show about it. But oh wait, yeah, you are. So it's just
I didn't know what you're referring to. Right
once
there.
Again, you've never seen moonshiners?
No. Well, okay. I saw commercials for it on Discovery Channel.
There you go. There's a major show about moonshining.
Do you think they'll sponsor us?
What?
Moonshiners. If you want a commercial on this podcast, just contact Jeff.
Without paying ridiculous prices. Yeah, that's what Greg says. That's a long one there. Yeah, but you know, I just the secondary market for good bourbon is never going to go away because rich people want to obtain whiskey that everybody can't get, and they're willing to pay for that price so that they can not wait in line or they don't have to search. They can just click and buy.
But you know, everybody that knows this, that follows this podcast and knows me for better or for worse. I may not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm a hand-to-mouth drinker, and I most of the higher-end whiskeys I will not pay shelf price for, much less a secondary price. I just don't value it like that. I'm just not that passionate about it. You drink it. You drink enough of it. It makes you drunk. It comes out of one end or the other, depending on how quick you drink it, and it's whiskey. You know, I don't place a high value on that, but there are a lot of people that do.
That's a lie. you caught the fever last year.
Yeah, but I wasn't paying $300 or $400 or $500 a bottle for it.
It wasn't.
Or $1,500.
Yeah, but you were
I won't do that. I won't give you $1,500 a bottle for whiskey if Kate Upton sits on my lap and pours me a glass at a time while I drink it. I would not do it. It just isn't worth that.
Yeah, but what you got to do is have a podcast and have the people selling it send it to you to taste it.
Well, why hasn't anybody?
Well, that's not buying it.
The better option is also don't have a podcast and be friends with somebody who does have a podcast and get the alcohol from them instead.
Yeah, because they can't drink
it
all.
How can you make that happen?
It's easier than you think.
Do you know somebody with a podcast?
No, not at all.
Not a real podcast. Nobody. Yeah, but I'll tell you another thing.
Or start a podcast.
John, so we're looking.
Yeah, we need some more whiskey.
John and Sherry Spicer, who live up here in Ohio and have a place down in Kentucky, their collection is unbelievable. So by making the friends that we've made in this industry, that's the part that's so fucking awesome.
Yeah, and that was really cool drinking some of those expressions. But at the same time, you know, it wasn't like I was buying them for my library. That's what my point I'm making. I wasn't showing out the
capital for it. You just got to listen to him. He's like, I'll drink really expensive whiskey, but I'll just let other people get it for me.
I'll be honest, I spaced out for
ask.
Wait, didn't I just say that actually earlier?
Yes. No, but you were just referring to me. He's on the...
What I'm saying is, I guess I can appreciate it, but I don't value it like some people do. Not enough to buy it on the secondary market.
Well,
was my point.
Well,
now,
I can
a certain person in this podcast likes to twist what I say.
I love to twist what you say, but you would too. John, it's not just a certain... All three of us will twist what you say. But what I'm going to also say is that you don't get into it. You don't get into the so I watch a lot of whiskey podcasts, and there's Bourbon Talk. He does this fantastic podcast. And what you got to know is he goes to places like there's a person, I believe in Kansas, who has this bourbon whiskey collection That's so amazing. And so what happens is, when you pay attention to other podcasts and you see all that's out there, and then you realize all this business, the business of the scotch, bourbon and whiskey, all of a sudden, all these doors keep opening up. And you're just a little bit behind me. Doors keep opening up. And you go through. But I always, with Xavier, he's a hand-to-mouth drinker. And he's like, I won't believe it till I see it kind of guy. So I just have to keep illustrating over and over and over. Jeff
keeps telling you about the doors he's opening up. But let me tell you, I've been around him for about 15 years. That is Tiny, I mean. I don't know who Jeff is, but Tiny.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy that will follow you through a revolving door and be waiting for you on the other side. So just take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Wait, what did that mean? Wasn't a revolving door.
It wasn't sexual.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I'm absolutely certain of on this earth, that was not sexual.
All right, everybody. It's actually a really good night on Facebook Live.
Yeah, I mean, just
thank you. And we are going to go. Tim Dance says thank you to Greg for his comment. Anybody that was, and then also to us for answering his question.
I want to point out one of my guys is on the YouTube right now.
Yeah!
There was a couple earlier, but they left.
Right. Say a shout out. Give them a shout out.
Their name is just MCCM. I know who they are, but like, I never tried to pronounce it before. Hi, hope you're doing good.
Shout out. Here's the
don't
deal.
Follow their channel, even though I'm pretty sure I don't have one.
Here's the deal. Watch Jacob, but also drink whiskey.
True.
There you go.
The best advice I can give to people is how to cope with your problems is drink. It's worked for me.
I've said this before.
You heard it.
The reason why we keep bringing in Seth's friend.
I bring the chaotic energy. Yes. I keep telling you guys.
Yes, but we also know that he drinks a lot, and we want him to come on the podcast, so he starts to slow down.
It's like I start drinking something nice, and it's like, oh, well, I got to savor this. Hasn't worked yet, but we'll get there.
All right, Super Nash. Yeah. We are doing Penelope tonight. Super Nash has a lot of tasting
what
notes and things.
What does Penelope have to say about
and,
that?
And that would be
bourbon, Penelope 4-grain bourbon, right?
Yep.
So that's what we're drinking, yeah.
That's what we're going to have now.
What's 4-grain mean?
Yes, the white label bourbon,
meaning that it has rye.
Oh, Penelope bourbon was created in 2018 by lifelong friends Mike Palladini and Danny Police. Police.
It's Police. Danny Police.
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 That's what I said. What'd you hear?
No, that's exactly right. I said yes, Danny Police.
The name of Penelope is a nod to Mike's daughter, Penelope. And this bourbon is a blend of wheat and rye bourbon mash bills, which are aged separately before being blended and bottled. The bourbon is aged in barrels charred with a number 4 staves and number 2 heads. And the first batch of Penelope bourbon is comprised of 6 barrels totaling 1,900 bottles.
Yes, and what the main blender is Danny. Danny is the main blender, and when he came up to Ohio to do the barrel pick, there was also a shout out to Matt Ward, their national brand director. They came up to Ohio to sell them, I believe it was 9 barrels that was on the barrel pick. So those will be coming out in late October, early November. We picked of the 9 barrels, I believe they were toasted. It was 4 toasted. Then there were barrel proof, which I believe there was 3 barrel proof, which is 7, and 2 architect for a total of 9 of the barrels. And he went into depth on how he blends. Danny is a blender, and they don't distill. They buy their barrels from different places, and he blends. I mean, he went through his blending process. Actually, when we were finishing up with the barrel pick, he got a FedEx delivery with samples of a couple of his blends, and he got the bottles, and he then started blending those bottles to see what it would taste like. So it was really kind of a cool thing. He was even willing to blend for the state of Ohio a couple of the barrels that were there, and they basically wanted to do the single barrel, like that's the single barrel program through the state of Ohio. And then they came up and did the awesome tasting that we had at the barrel room, where we got to taste four different expressions. Carrie Sullivan at the barrel room was a wonderful host. It went off. We had about 50 people there that night. And that's kind of what we're looking for to do with Chicken Cock when we get over there. So go ahead, Mr. Supernash.
Right. It's an 80 proof. And you want me to give a little bit of notes on the nose?
Yeah, you can, but it's so, I mean, this one is, I just found this fruitiness of this vanilla kind of pear fruitiness is so amazing. What is that? Was that what yours is like?
Oh, I'm getting like cereal grain.
I get a little vanilla. I get a little bit of that fourth malted push, you know, that's in there.
Malty cereal grain.
Uh-huh.
There's definitely an apricot or pear taste.
No, it's that fruit.
Strong, mm-hmm. Both on the nose and the taste.
This is a bourbon, but it's more on the realm of tasting like Irish and Scotch whiskeys as far as its flavor profile.
Perhaps a Speyside. The Scotch.
The smokiness. There's no hits me.
What?
The smokiness hits me.
You hit a little bit. Get a little. Yeah. He tries to pull in a little char.
But not like on. Eiley.
And I really get the cereal grain on the back palate. I think this is a delicious bourbon. When I did this on the podcast,
very sweet.
Yeah.
Really sweet up front.
It's not a Kentucky bourbon. It's not that caramely whatever. Mm. It's got that really, you know.
Really light.
Yes, I would say it's light. I mean, it is 80 proof, but
you can serve this with some
a charcuterie board,
broiled Boston charcuterie board. I mean, it is very light.
So, I would like to mention as we're doing this, our sponsors, because we are live. We do have Log Still Distillery, Lynn and Wally Dant. They have started distilling there. And Charles Dant, they have started distilling at the distillery their own liquid. And it's, you know, they've been distilling, and I'm sure they're putting it in the barrel and starting to age. They've got, you know, initially they've been distilling for a while, but it's been contract distilling. But they're doing it there, and their Dant Crossing there is amazing. And like you said, that train ride is going to be pretty cool. At one point, we're just all going to have to take that, especially when it could be an overnight experience. But the experience now was the train ride and dinner was $55 a person. I mean, that was as reasonable as it gets.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you can't go to some restaurant.
If I hadn't already booked the one thing, I would have jumped at that. It's just like, great, great, great people. Bringing back Monk's Road. I'm waiting for. I am praying.
Rattle and Snap
gets released when we're down there. I'm just praying. I mean, but they got an amphitheater there. They've got the Legacy, which you can get married in a chapel. And then it turns into an event where we went down for the. We were at the barbecue. I mean, it's outside the is festival, it's just a, it's set to, up to do any barbecue. Kind of festival. It's set up to do any kind of wedding. It's got the reception. Everything's just built in. It's just an awesome event center.
It's a beautiful place too. Beautiful grounds.
So you know that's the and then also shout out to Alan Bishop, who I was able to go down this weekend and pick up my Spirit of French Lick, William Dalton, weeded bourbon, French stave added barrel that he let me bring home. But I stopped off and saw Alan. You should check out our reels. I've been putting it up. Got to do I'm Not a Master Distiller video, which was fantastic. And got to go over and then I met with Dale Bishop. I dropped off brownies from Roxy Made Brownies.
Tell people who don't know Dale is.
Dale Bishop is Alan's dad. And he works with them there at the Spirit of French Lick. So Alan was at Beck's Mill doing some recreation distilling. You know, he's doing the reenactment distillings, and he's talking about distilling in Indiana. So the distillery is open, and I need a couple more bottles of Matty Gladden and Solomon Scott. So I ran over there, saw old Dale Bishop, and gave him his brownies. And it was really kind of cool yesterday because Dale, his father, and Alan made it official that Alan is going to receive the family farm once Dale passes. And that was a very special moment for them.
Congratulations. I want to say something else about Alan. He also has launched a podcast. It's into its, about fourth week now. Mm-hmm. If you have ghosts, you have everything. And I highly suggest you check it out. I've listened to three of the podcasts. I'm not completely done with the third one, but I skipped ahead to the fourth one. And it presses all the buttons. I mean, history, the supernatural, liquor, of course, whiskey making. They're really fascinating. Some of the podcasts are usually go for an hour, and they go like that when you're listening to them. They are really fun to listen to.
Yeah, and then
Alan and Kim, who joins him, right? They do a great job.
I had no idea that, and this was through his first podcast, he talks about why spirits are called spirits. And it's basically called spirits because when you're distilling, you basically take the spirit out of the fruit or the grain and turn it into a vapor and then
reconstitute
it back into the, so you're basically taking the alcohol and you evaporate it as if it was dead and then bring it back through condensation. So this is why they call spirits because
we are drinking plant souls right now.
Yes.
Sort of.
And then we're digesting them into us and absorbing their wonderful energy.
Oh, well, that's even more horrifying, if I'm being honest.
And then we shit them out.
And then we shit all the souls. Okay, it actually makes me feel better.
Don't be scared, Jacob.
I'm just glad. Yeah, I'm glad it won't be haunting me, if I'm being honest.
Hey, I've done this plenty of times before you. Nothing to fear.
I'm drinking plenty of plant souls before you.
Does it look like it's harmed him any? No.
Only a little bit.
Does it look like anything wrong with me? I'm perfect. Fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Pour me some more plant souls if you don't mind.
So anyways,
your stand-on principle lasted about a minute and 10 seconds. That was great.
So when Alan made the post about his father giving him the land, the rights, you know, to go pass from father to son, that was a special one. But then I asked Alan, but did Dale share his brownies that Roxy made him with him? Because Dale does not like to share his brownies. He might share his land, but it probably was harder. And he let me know that he said that Dale did share the brownies, and he thought they were awesome. So that was a pretty cool thing. So there's our sponsors, cheers.
Cheers to Wally Lynn Dent and to Alan Bishop.
Cheers. I have no alcohol left.
Spirit of French Lick. All right. So are we finished with this Penelope, or you got more?
No, that's
pretty much it. And Charlie did. Forgot to mean to leave you out, Charlie.
We're not barrel bashing this, are we?
No, we're going to barrel bash the barrel proof.
The barrel proof? Gotcha.
You'll see
how we rate it.
Oh, gotcha. I was like a
barrel bash.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Did you guys see that? He threatened me with a hammer. That was fucked up.
Oh my god.
Barrel bash.
I did it again. Super Dash saved me.
It's on video. It's on Facebook, YouTube.
And this will be used in court, by the way.
And that's how I'm going to save you. I will be there with this evidence.
Okay. Literally, my viewer right now, they were paralegal in the alcohol industry.
With one of your viewers?
Mm-hmm. They just said that in my, well, it was in another, it was in my Discord that they said that and they were watching it. But like, so you guys are fucked. I'm going to get a lot of money for you guys.
No, I'm not worried at all. It's alcohol.
Damn it.
And besides the fact we don't have a lot of money either.
Yeah. 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 You might be able to get the $1,200 that I get from Facebook.
All right. Fucking that's enough for me. Do you hear that, MCCM? We're going to fucking sue the hell out of them.
Yeah, but the only person that's going to make any money is him.
And for her, our listeners first of all, and watchers out also there, go to our
I will do it for
Scotchy
20
Bourbon
bucks.
Boys page and get you some of our Scotchy Bourbon Boys swag, some of our Glencairn glasses with the great Scotchy Bourbon Boys logo, or ain't nobody got a Scotchy Bourbon Boys t-shirt on, but if you look back behind me there, we do have t-shirts with, like, on that barrel logo that's got that logo on the t-shirt.
If you don't look at my shirt,
barrel,
you can't imagine it.
That barrel lid that's closest to the three bottles.
Yeah, yeah, that's the logo that's on the t-shirts.
Right.
Now, if you want a barrel head like that, you need to go see our good friend Old Matt Bay at Old Man Bay Signs. He did those special for us last year. But yeah, go to our store and check out our swag and get you some.
I'm just saying, my viewer said that lawsuits are fun, so you guys should really watch out.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Tell them I'll pour them a pour while we do the lawsuit.
Well, maybe they won't sue you if you would call them a her. Because, as he pointed out,
That is a good point.
Yeah, and be nice.
She's
this
a
is
she?
Discrimination.
Who's a she?
Did you say he's a she?
I said is she a she.
It's a she. Yeah,
I think it's actually politically correct.
I'm sorry. Wow. Yeah, don't be ripping.
All right, so we got another case for you now.
We're gonna taste some of this Penelope Bourbon Barrel Strength.
Now this is barrel strength, man. This is an uptick. And we can we can drink to your paralegal friend.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers, everybody.
To the lawsuit.
Thanks for watching.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right. So I love this already. So I went to Wisconsin, and Super Nash was telling me that he wanted to do a Penelope thing. He had all these Penelopes, and I had just come back, done a barrel pick on all the Penelopes. He's got the Toasted Barrel, then there's the Architect, and then there's barrel picks from there. I mean, it's just Penelope does a really nice job of what they're putting out there. And those are Wisconsin, Wisconsin picks. So the cool thing about it is I go back to Wisconsin for my family reunion, and there's no Penelope right now on... there was the standard Penelope, but there's no barrel strength or Architect or anything on the shelf here in Ohio. But I'm in Wisconsin and I'm just like, hell yeah, Penelope. Penelope is on the shelf. So I picked up the barrel strength so that we could at least get too deep in with Super Nash. That's a 4-grain barrel strength, 118.6 proof.
Do we have a mash bill?
No.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Okay. Hey, look at
so
that.
There you go.
Super Nash to the rescue.
Yes, the mash Four bill grain. On this is 75% corn, 15% wheat, 7% rye, and 3% malted barley.
Rock and
see
roll.
That? See, they've and got the wheat and the wool.
The producer is Penelope Bourbon, of course, but is sourced from MGP Indiana.
Yeah, they do a lot of MGP sourcing.
Yes.
They do that. They buy the barrels, and then it's all Danny Polisi's job to do that blending. Michael, helps out, but Danny was the guy. So it was cool meeting him. We're going to be doing something when it releases late October, early November. So it should be pretty cool. We might have Michael and Danny on, but if we do have Michael and Danny on, Super Nash, you have to come on.
Absolutely. And we're also talking, this is 118.6 proof. And that's it, except for I got a few notes on the nose, the palate.
All right, so me to this.
What's that? 116.8 proof.
Boom.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
We'll hold those off. We'll give our own.
I give it a. I get a lot of caramel and vanilla and a little bit of peanut. Lately, I am picking up.
Did you say peanut?
Peanut. Yeah.
Is it? Do you mean peanut?
Peanut.
Are we thinking of two separate things right now?
No, like a peanut.
Peanut.
Yeah.
How do you say
milk? The vanilla and the caramel.
Don't be ripping on me, Mr. Ohio. It's listen, not how like, it works.
I give Seth shit about this all
yes,
the time.
Yes, you do. But we pronounce it properly, and you have an accent, but then you rip on us for our proper accent.
Peanuts. Okay, Super Dash, can you weigh on this?
Peanut.
Oh, he was right. Look
peanut.
At that.
Yeah.
Peanut.
Let's ask my viewer, hey, MCCM, how do you pronounce peanuts? And that's probably really hard to indicate over text. But still...
Peanuts,
like a civilized person.
Yeah,
peanuts. Peanuts is what you say.
No, that's Canton peanuts. I say peanuts.
Oh, I'm funny. I'm from Canton. Wait, I call them peanuts. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's.
You said you call them.
Are
penis?
You gaslighting me right now?
<That's>, what?
He said penis.
I did not.
I call him penis.
No, you're the one that sounded actually you sounded. Were, yeah, that's why he didn't double check you.
Yeah,
that's
penis. More
all right, maybe my Wisconsin accent has now evolved to a Canton accent because I say Canton instead of Canton.
Yeah, that's right.
We do say Canton. Cantons.
Yeah, we say Canton without pronouncing the T. That's just how we do.
Yeah, it. Yeah, I say Canton.
But we pronounce peanuts properly. Canton. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like that. That's all. Again, wait. So say again how you pronounce
it. Why don't you say balls?
Balls?
You go. This is how you pronounce it. Balls. It's like let's.
Is that weird?
Yes, it's balls. Like baseball.
Okay,
no,
Jeff,
it's not.
Do us a favor. I mean, Tiny, dude, say one word for me.
Dick.
It figures that would come to mind.
Yeah, because
say forever.
Forever.
Oh, bullshit. Say it the way you always say it.
I say it forever.
How say it? Milk.
Say two words milk? For me.
Barrel strength.
You say
yes.
Barrel
say strength.
Milk, don't you?
No, I say milk.
Seth says it like milk, so I am.
Yeah, because Seth
alive.
Was
milk.
Five when he moved here. He was in Bruins. Seth is a fucking Cantonite.
He day to day. Every time he mentions
any
milk,
kind of bacon
he says milk,
like
and I'm like,
or...
bro, that's fucking stupid. Say milk. It's an I.
It's milk. It's not milk.
Also, I want to point out
the only
that
thing
my
we mispronounce
says,
in Canton
peanuts.
Is Canton.
I know
the rest
it.
Of our speech is newsroom English.
Peep, punch, Captain Crunch.
That was almost the word. That was cool.
Peanuts.
Peanuts. Who fucking
says
it?
P-A-N-I-T-S. Peanuts.
Wait, pop or soda?
Peanut butter.
That was really ignoring my question. Mm. That's cool.
What do you want me to say, Papa John's?
How do you say hazelnuts?
I say it macadamia nut.
There, now he says nuts, okay?
Okay.
But penis, I mean,
no, there's
I'm confused.
I'm gonna punch you both in the nuts. All right? So shut the fuck up.
You're like, right. You can say literally any other nuts the right way.
Yes.
But peanuts.
Yeah, peanuts.
I'm literally leaving. I'm going to go home now.
What do you call a really narrow, small river? What's the word?
A branch.
It starts with a C.
A cunt?
Oh my
God, he went
question.
There.
This is a good
no,
question now.
No, I wasn't implying that at all.
A kint.
The thing that...
Do you say creek, or do you say something else?
Me. I say branch, because I'm for... Oh, God, I'm getting the goddamn...
No, he was
okay.
Trying to ruin you guys.
Wait,
back
okay,
in.
So what...
All right, let's get back to Rick. Penelope.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I have a
about?
I got a crayfish.
I want what he says.
I got a
You guys.
Oh, man.
I got a. You guys are. I got a cramp.
Oh, nits.
Oh. I'm nuts. But I'm going to also say.
Look at what they said.
All right.
Crick. Yeah, all right.
I used to live on a creek.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's how you pronounce it, right?
It is.
Yeah.
We used to live on a creek.
So what are the tiny lobsters that live in the...
okay, we have to get onto some Penelope. Not Penelope. Penelope.
That was supposed to say...
Chitty Penelope. Chitty Bang Bang?
All right.
What?
What are you doing to me?
Don't be texting while you're on the thing.
Well, he's in the YouTube chat.
This is awesome.
It's
going straight the fuck off the rails. All right, let's go to the Penelope. We're a little bit over, so we got to get on to the Penelope Barrel Proof.
Good answer.
The Penelope, not the Penelope. Did you know there's a bourbon called Pinhook? Pinhook. But you could call it Penhook, right?
What?
That's what you'd call it. You'd call it Penhook instead of Pinhook.
Oh, wait, so it's P-E-N.
Yeah, but you'd call it Pinhook, right?
I call it Penhook.
Exactly. You just said Penhook.
P-E-N.
No, it's P-I-N.
Oh, Penhook.
Penhook, like you said.
Are you fucking gaslighting this shit? I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, no. I did it again. Another cramp.
I don't know what's real anymore.
I don't know what's going on. This is not
you're out here cramping. I think I'm just like insane.
I'm gonna fall.
Bill doesn't give a shit.
Oh god,
you're just talking to my fan.
Who can have cramps when you're this cramped in the space? All right, right there. That's working.
It's super nice. You guys are a mess.
Hey, I'm not a mess.
No, there's two sane people here.
It's a producer. Yeah, you're full of shit if you think you're sane.
I think he's the most sane out of both of us, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
He could be the most sane, I could say, but he's not most sane, but that doesn't mean he is sane. We're all committable.
Yeah, we're all fucking nuts.
I mean, for fuck's
sake.
Oh,
we're all nits here. We're all nits here.
Did you ever nitpick?
Yeah, but it spelled like that.
All right, anyways, let's go. Penelope, barrel strength. What do you got there? We got everything. What's the tasting notes you got there?
Super All right, nice. Here we go. All right, on the nose opens with caramel corn, thick vanilla, baking spices, and sweet red fruit alongside black pepper, rye, dry wheat, ethanol, and herbaceous oak with a hint of cloves. On the palate opens with sweet caramel syrup, followed with lush red fruit, hints of young wheat, and white pepper rye, which builds into a prolonged kick of spice on the mid palate.
On the what palate?
On the mid palate.
The mid palate, okay.
Yeah. As the spice fades, creamy corn, earthy toasted nuts. and thick emerged gaining herbaceous edge.
Those tasting notes
as you continue to chew.
We're chewing on some nits.
We're chewing. I like read something on my fucking phone for 2 seconds and it was like, we're chewing nits. I was like, what the fuck is happening? I
know. All right, the finish is warming with lingering spice before faint fruit, toasted oak, baking spices, and young grains emerge. As it moves into the aftertaste, oak tannins become more apparent alongside warm spices.
I am justified by that there were nuts tasted. Peanuts were in the...
He said it right that time.
Okay, what the hell?
It's like
that.
He's got an alternate personality going on
here. Is he
here.
Fucking like intentionally being like, yeah, peanuts. Nobody says that. I am convinced that when like, it's, like it's a Wisconsin accent. Just, no, it's just you trying to fucking fuck with us.
Yeah. It's called
seriously, Jacob. What I was going with it. I seriously was going with it.
Hey.
But what made me not like say that is like I do like cramps, and I couldn't even think straight. And so that's why it went this long. But you were right. It's the actual pronunciation. The pronunciation is peanuts.
Yeah, thank no you. Shit.
All right.
No shit. Okay, thank you.
You're vindicated.
Thank you. Okay, so wait, how do you say milk?
I really say milk.
Super Nash.
I don't say milk.
Super Nash. Wait,
where
Super
did
Nash,
Seth get it from?
Super Nash on the floor.
I want to go on record as saying that I'm not getting the earthy toasted nuts.
Really, I am.
I am. Our bottle must be the bottle because what you described
the aroma of peanuts.
I am getting the real.
I get the aroma of men's urine and nuts. No, I'm just kidding.
Herbaceous oak.
Herbaceous oak.
I think I'm going to need more to figure it out.
Yeah.
You need a little more.
Herbaceous oak.
Okay, herbaceous.
I'm not getting any herbaceous oak.
I'm getting more.
Wait, what does herbaceous mean?
Herbaceous meaning
herbaceous.
Like herbal, like an herbal oak.
Yeah,
not like directly oak, but oak that's been collapsed on the thing, and then it's been sitting
rotting.
There. Well, not rotting, but shit growing on it. It's more herbal.
Isn't that rotting?
Like no. Mossy oak or something.
Mossy oak. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, there you go. Mossy oak, because that's just it's camouflaged.
And it's more like Firefox.
I'm not kidding.
Or Fox.
What are you getting, Jacob? Okay, so seriously.
If you were just hush, he was about to tell us.
You just told me to shut the fuck up.
Super Nash, I respect the fuck out of you, by the way. You're a hero over here.
When Super Nash talks, people listen.
Yeah, what? You say something, I'm like.
We snap too. It's like the forces in town.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Well. Okay. Here's my two things. One, I'm not exactly sure what a mossy tree tastes like. If I'm being honest.
But that is the key to whiskey drinking. As you go, you start to put that whole puzzle together in your brain.
Have you ever, like, we finished a popsicle and you still have the popsicle stick in your mouth? I'm not trying to make a joke. And you get that wood taste. That's where you get the oak, okay? And what he's saying is think of that only if you had sprinkled some oregano on it or something.
No, also.
Okay,
how about
that
this?
That makes sense.
But
that
but also think of it like this.
Yeah.
Think of it like this. You're out camping and you're gathering twigs and logs off the forest floor, and then you go and throw it, and you start it on fire, okay?
Fire.
And it's in the fire. You know how some of it, if it's been sitting for a while, and it's a little green, and that smoke that you got that comes off there, that's more like the flavors that they're talking about. More, it's like earthy.
It's earthy.
I won't lie.
Oak.
Like
more of an earthy oak.
Not a nutty oak.
So I'm not trying to be like facetious or anything, but like your metaphor made so much more sense to me. Like, and I'm not trying to be like fucking with anybody right now. I was like,
no,
the
that's fine.
No, one, I'm like,
but that's but
it
again,
was like a dry, leathery oak.
Whoa,
it was more like a earthy, moist, green oak flavor.
I literally know exactly what you mean now. Oh my gosh,
there you go. Exactly. So that's
Bill
that's
here make metaphors for every taste.
No, that's but every what the fuck? It's just like
stay tuned. I may even make a few idioms too.
He does. That's Bill's strength. The idioms.
The idioms versus metaphors. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Or analogies.
So
or analogies.
So what do you so you need more?
Whiskey?
More of that.
I mean, yeah. If
I mean, we're going to have to talk about
all bourbon.
We still got a barrel.
All whiskey is in bourbon.
So many people forget that.
Okay.
It's so hard to distinguish.
So,
also,
Xavier.
All fruits and vegetables.
Xavier needs to do his thing. Explain the rating system, please.
The Scotchy Bourbon Boys Barrel Bashing Rating System.
Is he going to threaten me with a hammer again?
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. So, the rating system is based on four categories. nose, taste, body, and finish. And we can rate from 1 to 4 barrel bashes or pounds on the barrel with the barrel bashing hammer, the bung hammer, for each category. However, we made a slight modification here at the beginning of the year, and that was that we've all determined from not just amongst ourselves, but amongst, you know, our friends in the industry and whatnot, that the two most important categories.
He's got his hand raised.
So is the amount of bashings, like, is that good if there's more?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, it's good.
No more questions.
No worries.
The more the better.
Taste and finish are the most important, and so we can give them 5 bashes instead of 4. Also, we have this feature introduced by Tiny called a Banuppa.
And Roxy. Based off her ass.
And you can you can give any one of those during your rating an extra bash. That's a Banuppa.
So it's a Banuppa?
So you could have a taste or body or finish be a total of 6, or you could have either your body or, what's the other one? Nose, I'm sorry, can be a 5 if you add a bit up to one of them. But you can't add it to both.
Just one category.
You only add it to one of the 4 categories.
So let's just say you're drinking the whiskey. And so nose is smelling.
For example.
Body is how fulfilling. You can have a really shitty tasting whiskey with a big body. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's how much the shit filled your mouth. It's like if it's complete, it's a big body.
What it does to the taste of your side palate,
then there's taste. It's just based off of what it's tasting. And the finish is what's left over in the end. Okay.
Yeah.
So
do you get a hug, you know, that warm.
But if any of those categories you think it's exceptional, that's where the butt up comes in. Like, it's the best body you've ever tasted, or it's, you know what I mean, or this smells fantastic.
So basically, it's 1 to 5, and if I think it's exceptional.
Well, actually on the nose.
1 to 5 on nose and body, 1 to 4 on nose and body, and 1 to 5 on taste and finish.
Yeah, because
we. And any one of those 4, but only one of them you can add the extra.
And the reason why we do that is because the nose. If a whiskey smells like shit, you go like this, oh my God, that smells horrible. And you drink it, and it's good.
You're going to
drink
it.
Who the fuck cares what it smelled like, right?
Okay, so like the least important things about the whiskey are what I'm for.
Yeah, and it's like, if it really tastes fantastic, but it's not completely blowing you away, and it's the rich, whatever, the body isn't as important as the taste.
Right.
And then what's left over is what you have to deal with. Like, when you're done drinking whiskey, the taste stays in your mouth, right? Yeah. Well, that's the finish, and that's very important because you're done, and all of a sudden, if it's bad, you don't want to, you know. So those are that's why we have more on that. We will never explain this to you again when you're on. You just know it now.
I don't. Like, I will forget this as soon as I leave this house.
Thanks.
I'm not even sure I remember it now.
Thanks. It's just so important.
It's like
to you,
developing your palate. It'll come with just
practice,
doing repetition. It over and over and over.
Yeah, because you're supposed to drink out of glasses like this. Do you have a Glencairn? Did I ever give you one?
A what?
Do you have one of those at home?
No, I do.
Well, what? Then you're going to take that because that's what you should drink your whiskey out of, not straight out of the bottle like you always do.
I use glasses sometimes.
You use a straw sometimes.
Okay, I thought about it. All right, so I do have one request. So I will request that, like, in the rating system, we go left or
left. Start
right.
With Jeff.
Okay, yeah. Actually, we're starting with left to right, which would be
Super Nash.
Super Nash. So what do you get on that nose there, Super Nash?
Let me read what Bryce Rowan said. Looking good, guys. 4-1 for me. That's your bung bounder. great cheers to all. Thanks, Bryce.
Bryce is awesome.
Yeah, Bryce. Bryce is real cool. Cheers, and here's one for you.
When Bryce. I grow up, I want to be just like Bryce.
Oh, you too.
All right. To me, I kind of like this nose. Got a little bit going on. And I'm not going to elaborate a whole lot. I'm just going to give it a 3.
With a 3.
All right. That leaves me.
Guys, he keeps putting me with the hammer. Are you scared?
I have the power. The power.
The hammer of the gods.
This is a wilderness. This came from Wilderness Trail. And when I went on the barrel pick with Macaulay, that was a damn good. I have a bung hammer now.
When you get that out, we should play the immigrant song.
Are you not going to pound it 3 times?
No, I'm not. I love the caramel on for you. Oh, did you? I did for you.
Yeah.
But
oh, okay.
You're trying to tell me what I'm supposed to do? That's what's happening here. You're like I have to do it, and I have to give it a 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't hear you pound it for me.
Okay.
I was so excited. I guess I got to go first.
It's really unique because there's a ton of caramel. This is so much different than their signature, you know, bottle. But
agreed.
And then there's a little bit of black pepper,
mm-hmm.
just a little bit. It's quite delicious. So I will give it also. I think out of the 4 possible, I give this one a 3 also.
So that means I'm up to bat now and we have...
Yes.
If you want to be.
We have Jake on deck. Okay.
He's in the batter's box.
He's in the batter's box. Okay. No, I'm in the batter's box. He's on deck.
Okay, he's in the batter's
circle. So, at any rate...
Peanuts!
Peanuts!
Get your peanuts!
Wow, peanuts. That was like a total dick move right there.
Okay, so I'm getting caramel, and I hate to say it, maybe it's power suggestion, peanuts...
You just said peanuts.
No, I didn't.
I said peanuts to make fun of you, because that's how I am.
I pronounced it properly.
What did you say?
Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Oh, wait, he said peanuts, I think.
Yeah, I think he did. he didn't say...
Hazelnuts.
He didn't say...
Okay, there you go. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey,
fuck you guys. Cashews. There we go.
He didn't say...
Oh, I see. Oh, peanuts.
And now he's ripping on Jews.
I didn't say... Oh, you goofball.
It just said cash Jews.
We're so far off the rails.
After he came off of penis.
Listen, the rails just restrict us.
All right, let me give chaos, my number, guys. God damn it.
What's the bash?
Yeah, okay, so my number, I think it's a great nose.
I'm going to draw a line at cash Jews.
We're going to give it a 4.
He's giving it a 4.
I give it a 4. Count them 4.
He will fuck you up every time, Jacob. You can't judge it. His judging is so... He will fuck you up every time. You can't... You got to just go by it. All right, go ahead.
That's... Okay, so here's a question. Can I use fractions in terms of the gavel banging?
Well, No, I have a question. Yeah. How the...
Round up.
How the fuck am I doing a half or a quarter?
Okay, so you take gavel and just really lightly.
Okay, you could say I give it a 3 on the light side.
Young nose used to do it.
So here's the thing. I smell it, right?
It's a generation thing.
And I'm like, man, that just smells like some good alcohol. So can I give it a... 3.75 to just
eat. You'd round that up to a 4.
No. 3.75.
No, you'd say 4 on
it's
the light
not
side.
Not quite there.
You'd say 4 on the light side. It. All right, so I'm going to give...
No, you know what? I'm going
to... I'm adjusting.
Wait.
I'm adjusting for you.
No. Oh man, I should not have breathing so much alcohol. Let's keep it at 4.
All right, give it a 4.
A 4 on the light side or an actual 4?
An actual 4.
Actual 4. Yeah, I'm going Bill. I trust him.
This is aroma, not taste.
That's 4.
Yeah, I was just like sniffing the hell out of it.
Okay, so we got 2 3s and 2 4s.
Did you? I've watched him sniff the hell out of it. It just almost went. You know what's great when you're trying to sniff it and there's a bunch in there and you just snort it right up your nose? It's
like, I'm literally here. Like, I'm about to dip my
hand on the fucking. I actually sniff mine better when I drink it down and there's none left.
Oh, yeah. But the best thing to do is, you know, you take that and you put it in, you drink, and then after you're done, smell the glass, and it's just like you really get the smell of the bourbon.
Oh, my gosh. The aroma is
gone. Oh, I should drink all of it. Got it.
The more points you want.
I mean, if you don't mind.
I'm pouring. Tonight I'm pouring and I'm pouring. All right. What's the taste?
All right, Tiny.
Wait, what's the rest of it?
What are you doing for the taste there, big man?
He's
well, I thought you were going second.
Why would I go second? It's left to right.
Jacob's charging the magazine.
Oh, okay.
I declared it.
Can I have some milk?
I'm gonna fucking hit you. Oh my god. Literally, like, me and Seth have gotten like 3 like very heated arguments about that.
Yeah, he gives you as much shit as I do.
For barrel strength bourbon, I really like this. For 118 proof, it doesn't drink or taste like it. Lots of corn, lots of caramel.
Caramel?
No apples. Ethanol. No peanuts.
no balls.
I'm going to have to give it a 4.
You're going to give it a... Holy shit. Give it a
4.
You're giving Penelope Barrel Strength a 4 on the taste?
Mm-hmm.
You know you can
I
give
like
it a...
this taste.
So you like it. You know you could give it a 5, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're giving
it's
it a 4.
It's not a 5 to me.
All right.
I've had 5s, and it's not a 5. It's a 4. It's
did you hear
four.
That?
Wait, were you guys get a 5? Oh, man, I'm so
confused. Did you hear the bash? I bashed it 4 times.
Nope, I didn't hear it. I was talking. I was
okay, let's give it 4 bashes. Hey, this is a redo.
So 8 bashes.
Here you go. Everybody quiet on the set. Here we go.
Bam.
Did you hear that time?
Nope. It goes quiet every time you bash it. I don't know what's going on.
I'm probably...
mic problems. I think you need to put a special mic on the barrel.
I'll put a mic on my dick. So just shut the fuck up.
That would be kind of hot.
And then are you going to bash the barrel with it? I don't get it, but, you know.
Well, good night, folks.
So, yeah, we said enough stuff tonight that nobody will approve of. So.
Watch it.
All right, anyways. That was a good score. 4 was good.
Yep.
Did you actually hear it?
Not really.
No? How about this?
It's going silent. Yeah, I heard that.
So with you, I'll have to just go a little bit lighter. Yeah. All right, for me.
I really thought he was fucking with us. Okay.
Chew.
On this one, I get caramel, I get pepper, I get a little bit of vanilla, and then I get peanuts.
Wow, he said it right. Can we give an applause, actually?
So,
Bill, you got to draw me in.
The key to this, is it's barrel strength. So, it's not as body-wise as big and bold as Booker's.
But you're rating taste.
Oh, shit.
Didn't say I was or wasn't.
Oh, shit.
But I'm getting...
Why are you talking about body?
I'm just... Are you guys...
My point exactly.
Are you both gonna... I'm talking about Booker's dick. Just
we're talking about Booker's. We're rating Penelope.
All right, we're on the bill, Matt.
All right. So you don't care. You know what? So go ahead. Everybody else knows better. So
you know what, guys?
Yo, Xavier.
Oh, my God. That was good, Super Nash. It's mine now.
Everybody, okay. Xavier, you go.
All right. I give the taste a 4. I taste caramel.
Wait, all right,
I don't care. I didn't get to finish giving my comments. Taste the peanuts. I'm picking up some.
He said penis.
I said peanuts.
I've heard that.
I said, and then I'm getting. There's a little bit of either apricot or lemon zest sneaking in there too. It's got a good taste. I wouldn't call it a great taste, but it's got a good taste. I'll give it a 4.
I already bashed it. Your turn.
That's fine. Then you guess you don't have to fucking do it now, then, do you?
I don't.
Okay. I love this. I love this.
Do peanuts. It's Jacob's turn. Oh, why do you give the taste, Jacob?
All right.
Not everybody tastes myself. Peanuts.
Okay. So. Two things. One, so weirdly enough, I do taste peanuts and not peanuts, right? Other than that, it tastes like alcohol. I'll give it a 4 out of 10. 4 out of whatever the fuck 5. The number is. Give it a fucking 4. I don't care.
4. All right.
There we go.
So
since I'm literally just copying you. Again,
since nobody cares what I think.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
So it is. No problem. I agree. That's how I run my life.
I'm going to give this because, like I said, doesn't have a body of a Booker's, but the taste is very, very close to Booker's. And everybody knows who listens to this podcast.
Booker's.
I love Booker's. There is the peanut taste of nuts. Booker's. And then there is also a rich caramely with a little bit of pepper. So I'm going to give this an actual 5. And fuck y'all.
So is this one that we can actually use the 5 on, or is this one of the ones that like...
Taste, you could actually use a 5 on.
Okay, I could have made it.
But I gave it a 4.
It didn't get a butt
because
up.
Because it wasn't a 5.
Well, no. Wait, what are we doing right now?
We're going to do taste.
Now, the next one we're going to do is body.
So we did nose and taste, and yep. I gave it a 3 and a 5, which is 8 so far. Super Nash gave it a 3 and a 4, which is 7.
I gave it 2 fours.
2 fours and 2 fours. So you guys are 8, I'm 8, he's 7.
So what did you just do?
He just rated taste.
Taste. Because I let you guys skip me.
Oh, wait. Body was last time?
No, body's going to start
now. Now we're doing body.
So you're doing body. You just are giving body.
No. Right. He's just now beginning body.
Okay. We're beginning body. And we super nice doing body. Out of order. Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, we did taste, but now we're going to do body.
Yep. Awesome.
Super.
I'm sorry.
This is where this bourbon is lacking a little bit. Is in the body. It's a little bit thin in the glass. It's not quite reaching out to the side of my mouth. It's filling my mouth top to bottom with, you know, good mouthfeel, but it's just not hitting the cheeks to the side like you would think a good barrel strength would. So on the body, I'm going to give it a 2.
Smash gives it a 2.
Bold move.
I think that this is the body is the weak part of this bourbon. It don't even come close to doing your cheeks. It's got a lot of pepper in there on the back of your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And the pepper spice is there. It's not baking spice. It's actually pepper. And I would have to agree with you on that one. I give the body a 2. For a barrel strength, this should have much more body. And it doesn't.
Yeah, I think it would be a little bit thicker and a lot more body.
my opinion of the body is I agree with you that it doesn't hit the cheeks. But what I do like about it is the body, and going back to the side palates, it's just very pleasant. We don't run out of gas. They don't mail it in. It's got a great side palate feel. And as far as the side palate taste, I am really, I can't believe nobody else has said this, but that's fine because I have whacked out taste. But I am picking up lemon or lemon zest. I picked it up a little bit. I picked up some citrus on the nose, and I picked it up on the taste, and I'm really picking it up on the side, and it's there, but there's no bitterness. But so what it doesn't make up, what it doesn't have in, as you said, hitting the cheeks, I feel that it makes up for it in consistency in terms of how it's transmitting the taste back to your throat. I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay, so what is the last, just so I, because like the way you guys described it, I'm afraid that I am not fully understanding what body means.
What you want to do is you want to, how does it feel your mouth? After you, the initial taste hits, what do you feel in your cheeks and on the side?
Does it feel taste. Like a big body, you actually can, you taste it on your cheeks, what? You taste it on the roof of your mouth, underneath your tongue, all around. Now, a smaller body will slide on your tongue.
Do you have a Tic Tac in your mouth or a Jolly Rancher is what we're saying?
Well, I love Tic Tacs is the thing.
But like, a Jolly Rancher just explodes.
Well, that's the thing is I taste that and it sticks around for a little bit and it is not something I am complaining about. I'm like, man, I drink a fucking, any whiskey that I drink, I am lamenting it just sitting there. This, I'm like, fuck, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And it sticks around for a while.
Around for a while is your finish.
But that's what are you getting like on the sides of your tongue and the sides
like
of your
right gums then, and right when there. You get it in your mouth and all right. What's it doing right
as then? You begin so to swallow you, it? But
wait,
before you swallow
so look at look at Jacob.
More.
Imagine your mouth is like this, okay?
Yeah.
And the whole aspect of when you drink whiskey. All this has sensory, cheeks, tongue, underneath. So a big body, it's everywhere. Like mouthwash. Mouthwash would have a big, you go like this and it's all mint, okay?
Yeah.
Same thing, but some whiskeys won't, even if you do this, and you wash it all around, it'll stay right on your tongue.
It
doesn't hit your cheeks.
So honestly, this may just be an issue that like I usually don't like wash alcohol in my cheeks.
Right? But a big body bourbon, you just drink it and it just goes everywhere.
It will.
That's like a 5 with a butt up. You know what I mean? That the 4 with a butt up. That's a big body because it just goes everywhere and there's nothing you can do about it. Then there's ones that you sit there, which is like a 4, where you swishel it around and it lights it up. But even if I swishel this one around, I'm still not lighting up the whole encompass.
And I was in agreement with that, but when I swished it around, what I did have was quite pleasant.
Well,
but it was quite pleasant.
And so for him, his body's a little different than mine. He incorporates taste, and he even incorporates sometimes like the hug and the finish into his. He puts it in different, but it's once again, it's what you think it is. This is personal.
Yeah, it's individuality.
Because first of all, what's the last section of this?
Is finish.
Finish.
That's just what's left.
And what is it?
You
is it?
Swallow, and then
what does it taste like?
You were talking about the
once it's done, what do you taste right now?
I still taste flavor.
In that terms, I would say 3. Finish. I would say 3 in terms of body.
There you go. Awesome.
Yeah.
Finish.
I just have to pee real quick.
And it's like now. Several minutes after I've done finished drinking that drink or that sip, I can taste it on the sides of my tongue, and I'm still tasting flavors in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
To me,
are you getting the lemon drop taste? Super Nash.
I'm getting just a little bit of citrus, not quite so much as a lemon drop.
Oh yeah, it's just
it's sweet and it's a real light citrus, and I can't quite place my finger on it yet.
Well, it started out the taste on that I had was more of like a lemon zest, but this is I'm getting lemon drop now, big time.
I'm almost leaning towards tangerine.
Read the tasting notes on this.
Maybe tangerine, but I'm really getting a sour but not unpleasant taste.
Yeah, that's when I'm
super nice.
You said I'm not unpleasant because I'm not getting anything unpleasant or
sour. Not at all. Nothing flat.
Not everything or bitter. Yeah,
What are the tasting notes of where? What did you grab them off of? Breaking Bourbon?
No, Breaking Bourbon didn't have them. These came from Penelope Bourbon.
Okay, what were they? Just review real quick.
Do you want the finish? The nose, the palate, or what do you want?
Palate.
The palate?
Yeah.
The palate opens with sweet caramel syrup, followed by lush red fruit, hints of young wheat, with white pepper rye, which builds into a prolonged kick of spice on the mid-palate. As the spice fades, creamy corn, earthy toasted nuts, barrel spices, and thick honey emerge, gaining a herbaceous edge as you continue to chew.
Okay. Thank you. All right. You go on the finish. It's time.
All right. On the finish, I really like this finish more than I did on the...
You need it. Trust me.
But, yeah, I really like the finish on this.
I'm good. Thank you, that.
It really hits the sides of my tongue. I'm really tasting flavors long after I've swallowed it. It hadn't got too much of a Kentucky hug like I'd expect for 118 proof. But I mean, it's very pleasant. I mean, it goes down very good and smooth, and it lasts for a long time. So I'm going to have to give it a 3.
Out of 5.
Yep.
I give the body a 3.
I give the finish a 4. The nutty taste, the aspect of reminding me that this is similar to a Booker's, I give it a 4.
Also, for the continuity of taste from nose to finish, though it's not a super hot or warm finish, it's a delightful one. I give it a 4.
I mean, the finish was, like, probably what I valued the most out of it, if I'm being honest.
Compared to what you drink before, right? But otherwise, it's just like it's...
Yeah,
it's like a party in your mouth, right?
Yeah.
So you can give it a 4, and if you give it a bud-up, it's a 5.
I'm not going to give it a... Like, I don't think it's anything like, oh, this is going to surpass anything I've ever had.
Special, yeah. Right?
But, yeah. Like, 4, for
it
sure.
It never has to surpass it, but... Now you can give a finish a 5 or
a 4.
No,
but if you add a bud-up, it's a 5.
No, you can add a bud-up for a 6 on the finish. It's the taste and
My god. Yeah, you're right. What he said.
So, you can give it up to a 5 with a bud-up of a 6, but if you give it a 4, that's fine too.
I think it's good. I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay.
I'm not confident if I'm doing 5.
So you gave straight across the board 16.
I did too.
He gave 16.
Well, how the fuck do you keep track of that?
Drunk math.
It's not drunk math. It's my fucking job. There you go.
I had a 12. It's your
drunk job.
You didn't. What the? No, you did not.
Yes, I did. You had a 3, 4, 2, and a 3.
Yep. Two, four. Yeah, that's okay. Exactly what he had.
Okay. Okay. 3, 4 is 6, 7. Okay. Yep. You're right. 12. And I gave it, I don't even remember. I gave it a 3, and then I gave it a 4. No, I gave it a 3, 5 to come up with 8 like you guys.
Right.
And then another
3.
Then another 3, which was
11. 8 plus 3 is 11.
Right. And then I finished with a 4.
So that's 16.
So I give it a 16.
Just like we did.
Yeah. 3, 16, 3, 16 and a 12. And a 12.
And that's a 60. Divided by 4 is 15, average score.
60, yeah.
A 15,
15.
Out of 15 18 from the Scotchy.
How's Bourbon that Boys for drunk math, Super Nash?
It's good Scotchy enough that
Bourbon Boys.
It's 10:20 and you can drive home by 11 o'clock.
That's no, I can't. Hey. No, it's going to be 11:30.
This is what I think about it. Scotch, scotch, scotch.
Woo! There you go.
Scotchy, scotch, scotch.
You know where that comes from, right? Scotchy, scotch, scotch, scotch.
I won't pretend that I do.
Anchorman. Will Ferrell would be like, scotch, 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 scotch.
I only watch Anchorman 2.
He was in there too. Ron Burgundy's.
Ron Burgundy.
It's called...
I didn't pay much attention.
Did you know... We have to somehow get a hold of Still, because... It's what's it called? Ravens. Oh, Great Odin's Ravens. Something scotch. I mean, it's just
scotch. Yeah.
Yeah, we want one bottle. It's just crazy. It's Ron Burgundy's bottle of scotch. So yeah. Will Ferrell has like a brand of scotch. And we've been trying to get it, but every time we order it, they tell us we can't ship to Ohio. They can ship to South Carolina. Actually, Super Nash, I'm going to put you on that. It's like, that's what we should be drinking in Kentucky. We should have a bottle of that. That we just all just suck off of on the bus trip. Who's in charge of bringing the Johnny Walker High Rye on the bus trip? I think because Bill is...
I'm all over that.
Yeah, Bill can bring the Johnny Walker High Rye because he's not a big guy, a big fan of the high dollar stuff. So then we'll bring the high dollar stuff.
I'll bring the Johnny Walker High Rye, even if Bill doesn't save your
life. Is there actually a chat going on YouTube?
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Nice.
Jesus. Wow, that's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
We got 3 people. It's winding down right now. So just remember. So we gave that. What did we give it? As a rating,
what did we give it?
16.
We gave it a 15
out of 18.
Yeah. What did we give it?
Out of 18. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
What did we give it? A
awkward fucking.
What?
It's the most awkward like fraction I've ever heard in my life. Out of 18.
Yeah, there's a possible... Actually, it's 15 out of 19 possible if you give it a butt up.
But we don't count the butt up.
But we don't. Thank
everybody.
So 15 out of 18. Let's figure that out. It's 5/6, right? What's so awkward about that?
Yeah, right. That's not a fucking weird fraction at all.
Hey, our rating scale is 18. And we gave it 15 of the 18. It's just that simple.
Okay. Wait.
It's even more simple of this because it's just
barely. Okay.
Most people give it 100. You gotta do.
I like 1 to 10. That's my ideal fraction. Yes.
Okay. But most people rate it 0 to 100. And it's like.
Okay, that's great. Too.
No, it's not.
We only do 18.
Well, this makes you think.
It makes you think that 0 out of 18 is stupid.
It's what it is. It's a barrel bash, and it's going to be stupid. So, anyways, all right. We are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
So he makes the
yes, thank you, everybody, for watching us. We really appreciate it. The people on YouTube that joined us for our first live. Now I can do Zoom broadcast live, which is just fantastic. Thank you, everybody, on Facebook Live. Just remember, everybody out there, good bourbon equals good times and good friends. And go out and live your life freaking dangerously.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us. We greatly appreciate it.
All right. Here we
go. Most of you.
Little Steve-O taking us out.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.